大家能够聚集啊，一起来敬拜神。
Now, on the Sabbath day, we're able to gather here to worship God.
啊，我们这次圣经讲习是在查考希伯来书。
And so this time for our Bible seminar, we are studying the book of Hebrew.
那我们也谈过安息啊。这个希伯来书第四章有关于安息日的一个安息日的安息的那个道理。
And we have mentioned that in Hebrews chapter 10 it talks about the Sabbath rest.
在希伯来书第四章有谈到我们要进入那个神的安息而这个现在地面上的这个安息日的安息是一个练习安息的方法。
So in chapter 4, it tells us that we are entering the Sabbath rest of the Lord. And in this world, we are practicing how to observe this rest.
所以今天这安息日的安息是我们以后 要得到那个神的安息的一个过程呢。
And so the Sabbath rest that we have today in this world is a process for us so that we are ready to receive the Sabbath rest in the future.
所以感谢神呢，我们能够在每个安息日来到神面前来学习什么叫安息。
So we thank God that every Sabbath we are able to come before God to learn what is Sabbath rest.
那也真的能够来得到安息。
And so that we are able to truly receive the Sabbath rest.
那今天我们要来学习圣经的道理，就是将起初的信心坚持到底。
And so today, the topic that we're going to share is to hold fast, fast the beginning of the confidence, steadfast to the end.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter
3. 十二节。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书第三章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。十三节
，verse 13，
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。十四节
，verse 14，
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
12， beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
这里呢，勉励弟兄们呢，说要谨慎。
So here it tells the brethren to be aware.
因为我们日常生活会有很多的这个诱惑，也有很多的挑战。
Because in our life there are a lot of challenges and also deceptions.
那很多的诱惑是从撒旦魔鬼要来诱惑我们。
And we are often led astray by Satan.
也因为我们会有许多的情欲，会有一些肉体的软弱。
And because we have lots of desires of our flesh and also weaknesses.
而这些都要很谨慎来面对生活种种的一切，才能够战胜魔鬼的各样的试探跟引诱。
Therefore, we need to be aware of all these things so that we're able to overcome the temptation of the devil in our daily life.
所以这个谨慎我觉得最好用的就是主耶稣说的警醒啊。
Therefore, to be aware is as the Lord Jesus had said that we should be alert.
这个警醒就是说要清醒。而不要睡着了。
To be aware means that we should be awake and not fall asleep.
我们有的人白天也在睡觉。
Some people sleep during the day.
有人在开车也会睡着了。
Some people fall asleep while they're driving.
所以就出车祸了。
That is why they get into an accident or collision.
那有人喝醉了在晚上开车也喝醉酒以后当然也会出车祸。
And some people, when they are drunk, they drive at night, they also get into an accident.
所以不管是精神不好打瞌睡或者是喝酒精神不好，这些都是让我们的精神睡着了的一个状态。
And because we are not alert when we are sleepy or when we are drunk, these are times when we are not aware.
那时候都会出车祸。
And at that time, we may fall into a collision or accident.
因此这里说要警醒就是保持那个清醒的意志心智要很清醒，说我们现在开车，我们的前后左右都要很小心谨慎，看看我要右转的时候有没有右边的车会不会撞到，要左转的时候看有没有 左边有来的车啊，不要跟他撞上了。
So therefore, being aware is just like being alert and clear-minded when we're driving to look around us so that we do not crash.
那甚至我们平常讲话也要很谨慎啊。
Therefore, in other words, in our daily speech, we should also beware.
所以这个谨慎哈啊，跟警醒啊，跟那种清醒啊，这个都可以相关的意思。
Therefore, beware and being aware and also being awake are also very similar.
然后我们接着来讲到，因为有的人会有不信的恶心啊，然后离弃了神。
And therefore, there are people who have evil heart of unbelief. That is why they depart from the living God.
为什么会有这种不信的恶心呢？
So why do people have an evil heart of unbelief?
这个不信的恶心就是因为被罪迷惑了，所以才会产生啊不信的恶心。
An evil heart of unbelief is caused by being led astray by sin.
所以接着又十三节就说啊要天天彼此相劝。
That is why verse 13 it says to exhort one another daily.
啊，因为今天我们还有今天的生命嘛。
Well, it is called today because we still have life.
所以我们还活着，表示我们还有希望啊啊，可以把它挽回过来。
And because we're still living, that means we still have hope to return.
如果一天已经死了啊，去世了以后，那就是没有希望了，那就是要面对将来的审判了。
Because if we have passed away or died, then that means we no longer have hope to turn, and in the future we wait for judgment.
但是趁着还有今日之后，现在还活着啦，所以还可以赶快劝勉他。
But while it is called today means that while we are still living, we are able to still encourage and exhort.
因为有的人啊，如果被罪迷惑了，心里就刚硬，然后他就不信了，那当然他也不接受劝勉了。
Because if those who have been led astray or are deceived by sin, their hearts will be hardened and they will no longer take in encouragement.
这个被罪迷惑哈，这是一个很可怕的事情。
When one is deceived by sin, that is a very fearful and terrible thing.
这个罪哈啊。他为什么能够迷惑人的心呢？
Why is sin able to deceive and lead a person's heart astray?
因为呢，最终啊，会有一种快乐的感觉。
Because in sin, sometimes there's a feeling of happiness.
所以呢，这个快乐的感觉会让人啊，知道这个不对，可是又享受里面的那种快乐。
But in this happiness, although the people know that it's wrong, but they still want to enjoy this happiness.
这个我们可以看希伯来书十一章啊，有关于在讲摩西的啊，在埃及的那种生活啊，就可以知道这是一种最终之乐。
And we know that in Hebrews chapter 11 talks about the life in sin, and that is the happiness that they have in their sin.
啊，摩西哈，我们特讲摩西在埃及的生活。
And it talks about the life of Moses in Egypt.
啊，我们看希伯来书十一章二十四节、二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 25.
这个是讲摩西哈。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意啊暂时享受最终之乐。
And it says that Moses was choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
所以呢，这个最终之乐哈，这就是他的迷惑。
So the pleasures of sin is the deception.
一个人在罪里面啊，他知道这不对啊，这不应该做的事情。
Because a person, they know that in their sin, these are things that they should not do.
但是呢，在那个罪的里面，又可以享受一种快乐、快感呢、啊。
But it seems that in the sin, they also gain some sort of pleasure.
啊，就像摩西呢，他如果在埃及王宫里面，哇，他可以很享受啊。
Just like Moses in the palace in Egypt, he can enjoy many things.
但是那些是啊，把以色列人当作奴隶，然后来得到自己的享受。
But that time the people used the Israelites as the slaves so that they themselves were able to enjoy.
所以这是一种罪。
So this is a type of sin.
但是他却得到一种快乐。
But through this they are able to.
但是摩西说我不要去享受这种最终之乐。
But Moses said that he does not want to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
他宁愿跟着他的同胞一起啊受苦难而离开了埃及。
But rather he prefers to suffer with his people to leave Egypt.
因此今天我们来说到啊，有人被罪迷惑，那就是说还在贪图那种最终之乐的时候，他当然不想离开这个罪恶。
And so of course it means that when people are deceived by sin, if they still enjoy the pleasure of sin, therefore they do not want to depart from it.
那本来哈、如果一点点还可以劝告他，他还可以啊，好吧，那我就不要再犯罪了。
Because initially, if there was just a little of these sins, they can still be encouraged to sin no more.
但是如果越来越多的啊、罪，然后越来越多的刚硬啊，那就没有办法再劝。 劝勉他了。
But when there is more and more sin and the hearts become more hardened, then it is more difficult to encourage them.
有人说这个钢印哈，可以用那种啊建筑上用的那种水泥啊的一种现象啊来描述。
And some people say the word hardened can be described using cement.
因为这个水泥本来是一些水泥灰。
Initially, the cement was made of.
那我们加上水以后，啊，把它搅拌以后变成水泥。
When they're mixed with water, they become the cement.
啊，那么这个水泥软的时候，有水的时候呢，我们把它放到哪里啊？用什么形？要装什么形状，它就变成什么形状。
So when water is still soft, whatever shape we want to mold it, it will become that shape.
因为它是有水在里面的时候呢，啊，它是非常柔软的，可以变化成各种形状都可以。
Because when there's water in it, it can be molded to any shape we want.
可是当它干了以后呢，这个水泥就硬掉了，就定型了，不能再变了。
But when it has become dry, then the shape of the cement will become hard and it cannot be changed.
所以当一个人的心哦还是肉心的时候，表示他可以被感动，他可以被劝勉，他可以去改变的。
So when a person still has a heart of flesh, they can be encouraged, they can have the chance to change.
但是如果这个肉心啊变成石头心，就是硬掉了，已经变成啊水泥的干掉了，硬化了，那这个心是不能再被感动，不能再被改变了。
But when this heart of flesh becomes a heart of stone, it has hardened like the cement, and it can no longer be changed or encouraged.
这就是罪所带来的影响。
And this is the influence of sin.
因此呢，啊，希伯来作者就勉励我们了，要将起初确实的信心坚持到底，在基督里就有份了。
So that is why the author of Hebrews tells us that we should be partakers of Christ if we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
因此呢，今天我们呢一开始信主的时候，我们有很大的信心。
So today when we have start our first belief in Christ, we have great faith.
而且我们对神的那种恩典呢很深的感受。
And we have a very deep experience and feeling of the grace of God.
可能呢，我们刚开始听的道理都会觉得很感动。
So perhaps in the beginning when we listen to teachings and sermons, we will feel moved.
啊，不晓得大家有没有啊回忆我们刚信主的时候那种内心的那种感动啊是怎么样的
？Perhaps we remember the time when we first believed in the Lord that our hearts was touched and moved by.
我们可以回忆到我们刚开始信主的时候的那种对神的那种感动啊，以及对神那种啊那种信心呢、啊。然后我们能够把这个坚持到底啊。
You remember the first time when our hearts were moved by God, and also our faith that we have that we want to persevere until the end.
这样子我们就能够战胜这种罪恶的啊引诱啊迷惑。
Therefore, if we are in this way, then we are able to overcome the deceitfulness of sin.
我们就可以在基督里有份了。
And then we can become partakers of Christ.
但是呢，在这个啊。奔跑这个天国道路的时候呢，我们还是会有，常常会有这个罪的引诱，常常一直会过来。
However, in this journey to heaven, we always have deceptions from sin that always attack us.
就像主耶稣呢，开始要传道的时候，就受了撒旦啊三次的一个试探。
And just like the Lord Jesus Christ, when he started to preach, he was tempted by Satan three times.
但是主耶稣都用神的话语就战胜他了。
But the Lord Jesus used the words of God to overcome the devil.
而今天我们同样的啊，在奔跑这个天国道路的时候，撒旦魔鬼一直的在看我们。
And likewise today, as we are walking this way to heavenly kingdom, Satan is watching us.
他一直要把我们拉下去啊。
He's always trying to pull us down.
他不要让我们进天国。
He does not want us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为撒旦他是将来要被判到地狱去受刑罚的。
Because Satan in the future will be punished in hell.
是有一个无底啊无底洞啊，和无底坑啊，是要让撒旦丢到无底坑里面，永远的沉沦的。
And that Satan will be tossed into the bottomless pit to suffer there forever.
可是撒旦魔鬼他不甘愿，只有他一起啊自己去受这样的刑罚。
But Satan the devil does not want he himself to be the only one that is punished.
他一定要把我们这些要进天国的啊我们的啊弟兄姐妹呢，要把我们拉下去，跟他一起到地狱啊，一起到无底洞啊去受刑罚。
He wants to pull all our brothers and sisters, all of us who are trying to enter heaven, down into the bottomless pit with him.
因此，在我们今天在啊信主以后，我们开始啊要奔跑这个天国道路，我们一定会受到很多的引诱。
So today, when we have started the journey to the heavenly kingdom, we will often face all these deceptions.
啊，但是我们要如何战胜它
？But how are we able to overcome these?、
啊、如果我们没有一直的奔跑啊来成长的话，我们就会退步啊。
If we do not continue to walk around this journey and also to grow, then we will decline.
啊，我们来看希伯来书第五章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 5.
啊，这里就谈到我们要成长啊。
Here it tells us that we shall grow.
我们不要只是吃奶的。
We should not be only taking the milk.
我们要能够学习吃干粮。
But we need to be able to take in the dry food.
我们看十二节。
Let us take, read verse 12.
第五章十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开班另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。十三节。
Verse 13.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练人义的道理，因为他是婴孩。十四节。
That's 14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这里说到呢，我们啊学习的功夫了，本该应该做师父了。就是看到我们已经信主了啊，多少年了，我们也参加很多圣经讲习了啊，我们也很多的聚会啊，听的道理很多很多了，应该要做师父了。
And so here it tells us, by this time we ought to be teachers, meaning that we have believed in the Lord for quite some time already. We have attended many Bible seminars, we have gone to many services. So by now we should be teachers.
应该要能够教导别人的。
So it should be time that we are able to teach others.
结果呢，我们还要被人家教导。
But rather, in the end, we still need to be taught.
因为我们好像是婴孩。
Because we are still as babes.
只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
As infants that only take in milk and unable to eat solid food.
这个希伯来作者呢，他有一个很深的期待，说，哎，长大成人了。
So the author of Hebrews has this expectation to hope that we may grow into adulthood.
而这个长大成人呢，并不是很自然就长大的，而是要努力学习才会长大。
So to mature and grow into adulthood is not just by natural means. We need to take.
跟我们那种身体的那种长大呢，是不一样的状况。
It is different than the physical growth of our bodies.
我们的身体呢，会长大，因为从婴孩出生，然后他就每天吃饭，他就会长大，会长大。
Because our physical bodies, from being born as an infant, if we eat every day, our bodies will continue to grow.
本来只喝奶啊，后来发现了，喝奶不能够供应他的营养，必须让他吃副食品，吃干粮，然后慢慢会吃会吃稀饭啊，再来吃干饭，后来就长大了。
And so, later on when we were young, we took in milk, but then it was not nutritious enough for us, so therefore we took in congee and porridge, and later on we ate rice, and therefore we grew up.
同样在灵性上呢，我们要如何让自己这个灵性上的长大？
And likewise, how are we able to grow in our spiritual life?
一样呢，我们要开始来吸收这个神的粮食。
Firstly, we need to absorb the words of God.
那么神的粮食呢，一开始当然是从那个奶呀，开始给我们享用啊。
Of course, the words of God is just like starting from the milk.
因为我们一开始信主的时候，我们是吃奶啊，这个是最容易消化的。
Because when we first believed in the Lord, we drank milk, and that is the easiest to digest.
所以刚信主的时候，我们就说哇，信耶稣会得平安一切的病痛都可以得到医治。
Just as when we first believed in the Lord, we hear words of saying that we will have peace and that all our illnesses will be cured.
这个是吃奶的阶段的。
So this is the stage of drinking milk.
可是呢，我们要慢慢的进步，要来吃干粮。
But we should slowly progress and start to take in solid food.
吃干粮就是说，我们不能只是听到那种很好很容易吸收消化的这些奶而已。
And to take in solid food means that we should not just depend on milk, which is easy to digest.
不能说只是想要医治要想要得平安而已。
Which means that we should not only think to receive peace and want to be cured of our illnesses.
我们还要吃干粮，就是说我们开始要熟练能力的道理，懂得要付出了不能只是接受。
And so by taking in solid food means that we should learn how to bear the responsibility of giving and not just receiving.
主耶稣说了，施比受更有福。
And the Lord Jesus said that it is much blessed if we give than receive.
所以呢，吃奶的时候是领受。这个领受恩典很容易的，这个是吃奶的阶段。
And so when we are drinking milk, it is the stage of receiving.
但是要付出，要关怀，这个是要仁义的道理，就是一种仁义，就是有关于付出贡献，这个是要吃干粮的时代了。
And we know that being able to give and offer is a value of being a person that we should conduct.
而这个时候吃干粮呢，我们叫人熟悉仁义的道理，就要懂得去分辨好歹啊。
And so we also are able to discern what is good and what is evil.
那么我们就开始会贡献。
And then we will start to know how to contribute.
啊，那就是前面所说的，应该做师父，应该关怀，应该能够帮助。那个就是一种干粮的一种阶段。
So that is what it means to be a teacher, that we're able to care and able to give, and that is the stage of taking in solid food.
因此六章第一节。
That is why in chapter 6 verse 1.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go into perfection.
基督道理的开端就是吃奶的阶段。
The elementary principles of Christ is the stage of drinking milk.
但是呢，要进到完全的地步是要吃干粮的。
But to gain into the stage of perfection, we need to take in solid food.
我们如果不这样追求进步的话，就等于在退步啊。
Because if we do not pursue for progress, that means we are backsliding.
啊，我们常常讲一句啊，中国的啊成语嘛，啊。那个不进则退啊，
啊，对，
好像逆水行舟，不进则退，好，这个很难哈，不逆水行舟哈，逆水是吗？逆水，啊，那个
to go against the stream，
啊，对，就
to go upstream，
逆水行舟啊，逆水啊，这个水不是这样流下来的，可是我是要相反方向要。要逆上说
to go against the flow of the stream，
对，而不是顺它的啊。
So we do not go according to the flow of the stream。
我们要逆水，就相反方向要上去的，就好像归于回流哈。
So we go against the flow of the or the current of the stream means that it's just like the salmon。
我在两年前去温哥华哈，我去看那个归于回流，哇，看的真的是壮观呐、
啊。Two years ago when in Vancouver, I looked at the salmon returning to their to the upstream, and it is quite amazing。
哇，那个归于就是一定要。水上流下来，可是它一定要逆水哈、哦，要这样一直游上去。
Because although the river, the stream of water is flowing down, they go against the flow and they try to go.
那这个船呢、啊？啊，也是如果要逆水的时候，哇，那费更大的力气才能够划，能够啊划上去啊，能够游上去。
And as for the boats, they need more power in order to go against the stream.
可是这个就更大的力量才能够逆水而上啊！啊，如果你没有在用力量的时候呢，你停在那里，其实它就是下来了。它不可能让你停顿在一个固定的地点上面的。
But if we are going against the current of the stream, we need more power and energy to progress forward. Because if we just stop there, then we'll start to backslide with the flow.
而这个就是我们今天所看到啊，这种灵性上的啊情况就是这样。
And so this is the same situation of our spirituality.
我们如果不努力啊，往上啊，往上往上的话。我们可能努力的时候，也许上去一点点，可是啊，或者是只能维持在原来的地方。可是那是很努力才能够维持在原来的地方哦。
Because if we do not try to strive forward, in order to maintain our position, then we will move back.
而我们再努力多一点，啊，也能够再往上一点点。
So if we push harder, we may just maintain our position, but we need to push even harder in order to progress forward.
可是我们一旦没有努力的时候，它马上就被水流往冲了啊，冲到下游去了。
But if we stop our effort, then we will start to backslide with the flow and go backward.
而什么样的东西一定会被冲下去呢？
So what things will be washed away backwards?
那个只有死鱼啊，才会被水冲下去。
Only the dead fish will flow backward.
所以我们想，我们要不要当死鱼啊？
So we think to ourselves, do we want to be like a dead fish?
当然不要，我们是活的鱼啊。
Of course we do not. We want to be like a fish.
所以我们要像鲑鱼回流，要冲上去啊。
Just like the salmon going upstream, that we should move forward.
可是如果一条鱼已经死了呢，它一定没有办法游了，它就是被那个水流啊冲到哪里，它就跟着冲啊、冲到哪里，它就到哪里了。
But if a fish is dead, then it will no longer swim, and it will just be washed away by the stream wherever it washes.
所以这就是已经被罪哈、已经迷惑了，它就跟着这个世界的潮流走了。
So it means that this person has fallen into the deceptions of sin and they have been washed away by the currents of the world.
但是我们在灵性上要来追求成长啊，要进到完全的地步。
In our spirituality, we want to pursue to perfection, to maturity.
要竭力的哈，要竭力进到完全的地步。这竭力就
struggle 是不是？
We need to struggle
是不是？
对，就是要 struggle， 你一定要用力的哈，要努力。才能够进天国啊！
You need to struggle and go on and have effort in order to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以呢，我就吃干粮啊，也是要 要用牙齿去咬啊，这个跟喝牛奶不一样的。
So in order to take solid food, we need to chew with our teeth, and it is different than drinking milk.
我们要喝奶的话，只要咕噜咕噜一下就吞下去了，很容易的。
Because if we are drinking milk, it is easy for us to just swallow.
可是要吃干粮了，你可能到嘴巴里面还要分泌唾口水啦，然后还用牙齿咬啊，然后还咬咬咬很久，咬很久，啊咬很久之后，哎，才慢慢的，哎，你不要能够吞咽下去了。
Because with solid food, we need to chew, we need to mix it up in a mouth with our saliva, and we need to chew for a period of time before we are able to swallow.
所以主书呢也说到呢，天国是勉励的人进去的。
So that's why the Lord Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven are entered by those who strive.
我觉得这个努力呢是一个非常重要的概念。
And to take effort and strive hard is a very important
concept. 我们来看一下马太福音十一章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew
11
verse 12.
马太福音11章12节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
这个天国是努力进入的。
And so the heavenly kingdom is entered if we strive hard.
那么这个啊，努力的人就得着了。
And for those who take effort and strive will receive.
啊，我觉得啊，英文用 violence 哈、
啊。But in this,、
这个是一个
violence.
啊，我想这个英文的字眼哈、啊，我们可以说哇，这个比我们中文的努力好像更强一点啊。
And so this word suffers violence is even more stronger than the word striving.
啊，我觉得英文这个字写得很好，叫什么叫 violence 哈、啊、
？Because in English it is written as violence. What is violence?、
啊我对 violence 是一种已经进入那种暴力哈、啊，那个就很强很强的力量哇，好让那个暴力啊才能够进入天国啊！你想想，那要多少的力量啊
？So violence is as of a strong force, a really strong force that we need in order to enter heaven.
那个不是说、啊、我努力哈、啊，只是啊我已经努力了，那好像讲得很轻松、很的事情而已。
Because it does not merely mean just trying hard, and it just seems so simple.
它是要 violence 的那种状态，那种竭力就已经把你所有的心力，把你所有的力气全部都用上了。竭力就是所有的力量啊 ，with all heart 啊 ，with all strength， 用所有力量，那个才是进天国的一个凭据。
And so when it says here to violent take it by force means that we're using all our heart and all our strength in order to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以就是说我们要。努力啊，来进天国。
So that's why Jesus said that we need to be violent to take it by force to enter the heavenly kingdom.
那希伯来书六章一节是叫我们要竭力啊，一定要用这么大的啊，全部的力量呢，来进到那个完全的地步。
And so in chapter 6 verse 1 it tells us that we should go on, using all our effort and struggle to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这个跟我们所讲的这个坚持到底是一样的那种心态，跟力量。
This is the same attitude and strength as what we have said to hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
因为我们要小心啊，如果我们不这样做的话，哈，我们可能还是会被罪迷惑了。
Because you have to be careful. If we do not do so, then we will still be deceived by that.
被罪迷惑以后，我们就会有不信的恶心了、啊，就会离弃神。
When we have been deceived and led astray by sin, we will leave God.
因为他说了，这是第四节啊，就说有一些人呐、啊，他们竟然啊离弃了神呐、啊，离弃了道理。
Because as it mentioned in verse 4, that some people had left the truth.
我们看第四节
Verse 4.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。第五节
Verse 5.
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。第六节
Verse 6.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。第七节
Verse 7.
他就啊，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。第八节
Verse 8.
若长荆棘和啊棘藜，就被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Verse 5, verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and verse 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, verse 6, if they fall away to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame, verse 7, for the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessings from God.
这里说到了，有的人呐、啊，已经蒙了光照。
So here it says some people who were once enlightened,
而且尝过天恩的滋味,
and have tasted the heavenly gift,
啊,又与圣灵有份,已经得到圣灵,
and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, which means they have received,
也尝过神善道的滋味,
and have tasted the good word of God,
也觉悟了来世全能,
and the powers of the age to come.
所以这个基督徒,哇,已经是啊，我们说呢，这个基督徒已经太优秀了。
So we say that this is already a very good Christian.
如果以外表来看呢，这个一定会得救的吧。
So from the outside, it seems that they will be definitely be saved.
可是下面却说，如果他竟然还会离弃道理。
But here in verse 6 it says, if they will still fall away from the truth.
那离弃道理是因为罪迷惑了他。
And they have fallen away because sin has deceived them.
他已经有得到这么好的环境来培养他的信仰啊。
You see that although they have such a good environment to help them cultivate their faith.
他也看到了，也尝到了，啊，也体验到了，有这么好的一个环境培养他，可是他竟然还会被罪迷惑。
They have enjoyed such a good environment to cultivate their faith, but yet they still fall away and are deceived.
这个人呢、啊、就不能够重新懊悔。
Then this person will not be able to return and be renewed by.
因为他把主耶稣呢重新钉十字架。
Because they crucify again for themselves the Lord Jesus.
明明的羞辱主啊。
And they put him to open.
就像一块田地，本来已经得到很好的环境，给他的雨水啊，给他的那个肥料啊，浇灌，非常好啊。
Just like an open land which initially received rain and fertilizer to make it very fertile, it is so good.
它本来应该要生长啊很多的菜蔬啊很多的啊这个稻麦稻。
Initially, it was supposed to grow a lot of vegetation herbs.
但是它竟然没有长出啊应该有的这些啊水啊稻米啊或者是菜蔬，反而是长了荆棘和藜棘。
But it did not grow any vegetation, but rather it grew thorns and briers.
这个就是说他又被罪啊迷惑了，然后继续犯了更多的罪。
So it means that they have been deceived by sin and they continue to sin even more.
这个对神来讲呢，真的是非常失望。
So this is very disappointing towards God.
主耶稣已经给这个基督徒有这么好的环境来培养他的信仰。
Because God has given this Christian such a good environment to cultivate.
本来期待的是要得到很好的收成。
Because initially what God expected was to receive a good harvest.
可是他竟然没有好好的啊生长主人所期待的那些啊菜蔬。
But in the end, it did not grow any of the herbs and vegetation that was expected from the master.
它竟然啊还长了这些荆棘。
But rather, instead it grew thorns and briers.
当然最后被废弃。
And so in the end, it was rejected.
就要被咒诅。
It was being cursed.
最后就要焚烧。
And in the end, it will be burned.
那这就这块田地就永远没有用了。
And in the end, this land will forever be useless.
所以这个是很可怕的一种现象。
So this is a very terrible situation.
有的人呢、啊，竟然不能够重新懊悔，连悔改都没有希望的。
Because there are some people who are unable or have no chance to repent.
这样的罪呢，就是啊，约翰一书第五章所说的那个至于死的罪。
And this is what is recorded in 1 John chapter 5, which is a sin leading to death.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
16节。
Verse 16.
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这个罪祈求。十七节，凡义不义的事情都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will forgive him life. He will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. Verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death.
所以约翰呢，这里说到有两种罪。
So here John mentions of two types of sin.
第一种是不至于死的罪。
First is a sin which is not leading to death.
这个还可以悔改。
This it can still this person can still repent.
这个还会得到神的赦免。
And he can still be forgiven by
God. 所以我们要为他祷告。
So we shall pray for him.
但是第二种罪是至于死的罪。
But the second type of sin is sin leading to death.
哇，这个至于死的罪呢，能不能悔改呢？
Is a person able to repent if he has the sin leading to death?
约翰说，我不敢为这种罪来祷告了。
John said that I do not say that he should pray for this.
所以这个至于死的罪能不能被赦免呢？已经不知道了。
So for sins leading to death, can it be forgiven? We are not sure.
但是如果以希伯来书来讲呢，这是不能够悔改的人，的罪人。
But according to Book of Hebrew, this is a sin which a person can no longer repent of. Because this is sin leading to death.
那自死的罪呢？我们在讲的并不是罪的内容，啊，罪的行为而已啊。
And the sin leading to death is not just the content and also the deeds or actions of the sin.
你要讲这个犯罪的动机跟犯罪的态度，这也是很重要要被审判的一部分。
But what is important that will be judged in the end is also the motivation and also the
态度
the attitude of the sin.
我们看第十章
，Let's refer to chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
，Hebrews chapter 10,
26节
，verse 26。
这里一样谈到是一种不能够悔改的那种啊，没有赎罪祭的那种罪啊。
And here talks about a sin which does not have a propitiation or an atonement.
那我们看第十章二十六节。
Chapter 10, verse 26.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。二十七节，唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。二十八节，人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得连续而死。二十九节，何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？三十节，因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓。三十一节，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, verse 27, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries, verse 28. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses, verse 29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the spirit of grace? Verse 30. But we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
这里说我们得知真道以后。
So here it tells us after we have received the truth.
这个跟前面所讲的是说已经有很好的信仰的环境来培养。
After, just as I have mentioned before, if we have received a good environment to cultivate our faith,
这个人已经尝过天恩的滋味。
This person had already experienced the heavenly gift.
也得到圣灵了。
And he has received the Holy Spirit.
可是他却没有让圣灵来带领他。
But he did not allow the Holy Spirit to lead him.
他常常让圣灵担忧。
He always caused the Holy Spirit to grieve.
啊，那圣灵为要提醒他，可是他不接受圣灵的提醒。
And when he is reminded by the Holy Spirit, he does not receive the reminder.
最后，圣灵可能只好离开了。
And then in the end, the Holy Spirit will leave him.
那这个人呢，就是故意犯罪。
And this person, willfully and purposely sins.
所以这里呢，不是只有讲那个罪的内容，他也讲那个犯罪的态度。
So this does not only include the content of the sin, but rather the attitude of sinning.
因为是故意的人。
Because this is a person who did this willfully or on purpose.
这个故意的啊态度呢，这是最可怕的。
One who does something on purpose is a very terrible.
因为啊，有的基督徒说，哇，主耶稣一定是怜悯的神，我无论犯任何的罪，他都会赦免我。
Because some Christians say that God is so merciful, so no matter what sin I commit, He will still forgive me.
我一次得救就永远得救了。
Once I am saved, I am forever saved.
所以说，一般的教会呢，都是用这种话哈啊来安慰啊他们的信徒。
And many of the other denominations use such words to comfort their believers.
当然，我们知道神是怜悯慈爱的神。
But we know that of course God is a loving God and
merciful. 甚至呢，本来神要毁灭整个以色列人啊。
Because initially God wanted to destroy the whole people of Israel.
当摩西上了西乃山在领受律法的时候
，And Moses went up Mount Sinai to receive the commandment.
百姓在山下竟然呢、啊、一起在啊在啊那个铸造了那个金牛犊来祭拜他。
But the people at the bottom of the mountain, they built a golden calf to worship it.
而且这还是亚伦带着他们去拜的。
And it was Aaron who led the people to worship.
所以呢，当啊神知道以后，非常生气。
So after God knew about this, he was very angry.
本来神要毁灭所有的以色列人啊。
At first, God wanted to destroy all the Israelites.
但是后来摩西啊一直在代祷。
But then Moses interceded and prayed for them.
啊，所以神后来神还赦免他们。
And so in the end, God still forgave.
但是呢，我们要讲的。神虽然这么怜悯的慈爱，可是我们不能够把神的怜悯慈爱当作是我们的一个保障啊。
Although God is so merciful and loving, yet we should not use that as a guarantee.
因为赦免的权柄在于神。
Because the power of forgiveness lies within the hand of God.
我们不能把神的怜悯慈爱当作是我们的保障，变成说神一定要赦免我，变成是我赦免的权柄变成是我来掌控的了。
We should not use the love and mercy of God as a guarantee to protect ourselves to think that we have the authority of forgiveness of sins.
因为神你一定要赦免我，要不然你就不是慈爱的神。
Because if we say that, if God does not forgive our sins, then he is not a merciful God.
所以呢，我不管任何的罪，你一定要赦免我。
Then no matter what sin I do, then God will definitely have to forgive me.
所以呢，他就任何的罪都可以犯。
Then that person will commit any sort of sin, as long as they come back to repent.
可是这样的一种态度呢，就是故意的。
But we see such an attitude is done willfully and purposely.
因为他只看到神的怜悯跟慈爱。
Because this person only sees the mercy and love of God.
他忘了神还有一面叫做公义的一面。
But he has not seen the just and righteous side of God.
如果神对你都这么怜悯慈爱，那这样神的公义如何展现呢？
Because if God is just so merciful and loving to you, then how is he able to carry out his righteousness and justice?
这个无论任何的罪都可以被赦免的人。
Because for this person whose sin can be forgiven anyhow.
可是那个只犯一个罪啊就被赦免的人，那这样都一样的对待，都进天国，那这样神的公义在哪里？
If God treats the person who commits only one sin and one who commits many sins and in the same way, then how is there justice for those who enter the heavenly kingdom?
所以神要公平啊。
So God needs to be fair.
就是你按照个人所行的来受审判。
That everyone will be judged according to their deeds.
所以这里要讲的就是故意犯罪这种态度啊是不对的。
So here is trying to tell us that the attitude of sinning willfully and purposely is wrong.
真正能不能得赦免，只有在神的决定。
Whether or not this person can be forgiven lies in the decision of God.
我们现在呢，真的软弱犯的罪，我们一定要悔改。
Because if today we are weak and we have sinned, then we need to repent.
可是神要不要赦免我们呢？不一定啊。
But whether or not God will forgive us, it is not an assurance.
我们只有悔改的本分而已。可是神要不要赦免呢？我们只能等候祈求，而我们不能够命令神一定要悔改，一定要赦免我们。
We only do our part to repent. We hope that God will forgive us, but we do not know for sure if God will definitely forgive us.
所以我们只能祈求神的怜悯啊。
So we can only ask and pray for the mercy of God.
因为这个赦免的权柄要还给神。
Because the power and authority of forgiveness lies within God.
所以呢，这里就是要提醒说。不要有那种故意犯罪的态度。
So here reminds us not to have the attitude of to sin willfully.
我们只有向神悔改的本分。
And we only have the responsibility to ask God for forgiveness.
这就是希伯来书一直要强调的一个重点。
And this is the main point, another main point which the book of Hebrews emphasizes.
我们今天已经靠着主人恩典了，才能够得救。
Because today we rely on the grace of God to be saved.
我们只有神的怜悯啊，我们才把得救。
And only through the mercy of God can we be saved.
可是我们要努力。
But we need to strive hard.
我们要如何来战胜各样的魔鬼的试探。
How are we able to overcome all the trials and temptations of the devil?
不要故意犯罪。
And we should not sin willfully.
这样子我们才不会去践踏神的儿子。
And only in this way will we not trample on the
Son of God. 而且是亵渎圣灵。
And this is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
我刚有讲了，有已经要得圣灵的人，竟然还会犯这样的罪。我们会有疑问那圣灵跟他有什么关系呢？
So if a person, as we have mentioned, that received the Holy Spirit, he still commits such a sin, then you may wonder what is the relationship with him and the Holy Spirit.
我们在第六章也讲过，这个人已经得圣灵了。
Because in chapter 6, we have read that this person had received the Holy Spirit.
那为什么还会离弃道理？
But why will he still depart from the truth?
我们本来不是说圣灵会帮助我们吗？
Because initially, did he not know that the Holy Spirit will help us?
会给我们得到刚强吗？
Because the Holy Spirit will strengthen us.
可是这个得圣灵人竟然还会离弃道理。
But this person who received the Holy Spirit still departs from the truth.
他竟然还会亵渎圣灵。
And he still blasphemes against the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，圣灵在他心里呢，一直在提醒他说你这样做不对哦，你这样做要悔改哦。
Because the Holy Spirit continuously reminds him in his heart that what he did is wrong, and he should repent.
可是呢，他就把这种圣灵的感动消灭掉了。
But he has extinguished the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，使徒保罗说了在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
That's why Paul has mentioned this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章的十九节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19.
说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the spirit.
所以我们 得了圣灵之后，我们会有圣灵的感动。
So after we receive the Holy Spirit, we will be moved by the Holy Spirit.
会有圣灵的提醒。
We will be reminded by the Holy Spirit.
会有圣灵的担忧啊。
And the Holy Spirit also grieves and worries for us.
就是我们如果能够听到这种声音，然后我们就赶快悔改。
If we are able to listen to this voice, then we are able to quickly turn back and repent.
那我们赶快求神的怜悯，那这样我们还可以得救。
And quickly ask for the mercy of God so that we are able to be saved.
可是有的人呢，已经得圣灵了。
But some people they have received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也在担忧了，在提醒了，可是他把它消灭掉。
The Holy Spirit reminds them and grieves for them, but they still quench the movement of the Holy
Spirit. 而且把这个圣灵呢，当作是在干扰他在阻挡他的麻烦啊，就哎呀这个圣灵啊很讨厌。
And they see the Holy Spirit as a disturbance, as an annoyance, and they're very annoyed by the Holy Spirit.
好，就把这个圣灵你不要在了，你不要在我里面了，你讨厌了，你走开吧。
And they will just say that the Holy Spirit is annoying and try to ask it to go away.
当这种态度的时候，圣灵是不是你要把我赶走？那圣灵是不是被亵慢的了？就是。看不起圣灵的时候啊。
And so this is a time when this person looks down upon the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵有没有办法工作呢？
And so will the Holy Spirit be able to work?
当然最后圣灵只好离开了。
Of course in the end, the Holy Spirit can only leave.
那这样的人呢？当然就是亵慢圣灵。
And so such a person is one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit.
那这样他就越来越罪就越来越大了。
And therefore he will have a much greater sin.
所以只会故意犯罪。
Therefore, he will sin willfully.
你说这样的人呢，当然要受很大的刑罚。
And for such a person, of course, he will receive a great punishment.
所以呢，我们呢，受洗之后，我们一定要得圣灵的帮助，我们要靠着圣灵来奔跑这个天国的道路。
So after we have been baptized into the Lord, we should receive the help of the Holy Spirit to walk on this journey to heaven.
而且要顺服圣灵的那种带领跟感动。
We need to submit to the guidance and also movement of the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的感动很奇妙啊。
And the movement of the Holy Spirit is very
important. 就是我们在祷告被圣灵充满。
Because when we are praying, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们在灵里面呢，好像会听到圣灵的声音。
In spirit, it seems that we are able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当然，那个声音并不是一个人在跟你讲话的声音啊。
Of course, that voice is not as of one who is talking to you directly.
我听过好多见证啊。
Yes, I heard many testimonies.
当他们为了某一件事情在祷告。
When a person is praying for a certain matter,
他们不知道怎么办。
When they do not know what to do,
当他们被圣灵充满。
When these people are filled with the Holy Spirit,
就有一个声音就有一句话跑到他们的脑袋里面怎么一句话就出来了？
Then some words or a phrase of words or a sentence will appear in their mind.
然后他说原来我可以这样做。
And then they will realize, in fact, that they could do according to this.
这就是圣灵给他的一个启发。
So this is a revelation to them by the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就帮助他。
And the Holy Spirit is helping him.
得到这样的智慧。
And so that they can have this wisdom.
所以呢，他就有办法能够奔跑这个天国的道路。
So this person will have the strength, a way to continue walking the way to heavenly kingdom.
所以其实我们今天早上就要是如何把我们的信心起初的信心把它坚持到底。
And so basically our topic for this morning is how we are able to hold fast the faith from the beginning until the end.
而不要以为说我一次得救，我一次受洗就永远得救了。
And we should not think in a way that once we have been baptized and we are saved, that we will forever be saved.
不要以为说我犯任何罪再悔改一定会被赦免的。
And should not think that whatever sin we commit, we will be forgiven.
不一定啊。
Because this is not necessary.
因为有至于死的罪，有不至于死的罪。
Because there are sin leading, not leading to death, and sin leading to death.
如果至于死的罪，那么就很难讲啊。
For sin leading to death, it is quite difficult to say.
可是那到底是什么罪是至于死的罪？我们圣经没有很清楚的明白。
But what are the sins leading to death?The Bible did not clearly state these.
所以不是在罪的内容，而是在罪的态度。
So it is not mainly just upon the content of the sin or what we do, but rather on the attitude of sinning.
所以我们一定要好好的来，好好的来警醒好好的来看顾我们的信仰。
So we should beware and always take care of our faith.
来看看我们每一天的信仰有没有在追求成长。
And to see every day in our life, have we pursued for growth in our faith?
这条天国道路要努力的。
Because this path and way to heavenly kingdom is have to be strived upon.
而不是说坐好像那个坐云霄飞车一飞就飞上去了。
没什么飞车
啊，云霄飞车
It's not like a roller coaster that we just ride it and it will quickly bring us to the destination.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
所以呢，其实信仰这条道路呢，这样看起来好像好像很难陈道讲了，好像这个天国道路奔跑这很辛苦
So it seems that it's quite difficult to walk on this way to the
kingdom.
We have to exert so much force.
其实啊，我们还要回到一个根本的，就是说，我们是靠着圣灵来做啊，来努力。
But in fact, we should go back to the basics and rely on the Holy Spirit to help us and to strive hard.
所以我们让圣灵充满。
So we let the Holy Spirit fill us.
圣灵就把我们带着啊，来奔跑这个天国道路。
And in this way, the Holy Spirit will lead us to walk this path to the heavenly
kingdom. 所以也不是靠我们自己。
So we do not rely on ourselves.
而是靠着圣灵。
But we rely on the Holy Spirit.
好，一起唱诗。
So let us sing hymn.
359首。
Hymn 359.